Paki.
Hello, this is James. I'm calling from Opinion Research. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, my name is James. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinion.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Now, in this case, in what language will you prefer to conduct this interview, English or Spanish?
Portuguese. Falo português. Sou brasileiro, mas posso falar inglês.
Oh, okay, sorry. Well, we only have English or Spanish.
Okay, English.
English, okay, perfect. Now, as you,
Not perfect, but good enough.
Oh, wonderful. Appreciate that, sir. Thank you for your help. Now, as you are aware, very few people actually vote in the non-partisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the non-partisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August the 20th? If you have already voted by absentee mail in ballot, you can indicate as well. For example,
no, I haven't voted yet. I will vote.
Oh,
I will vote.
And you can, and you will say that you will definitely going to vote, or you are very likely to vote.
100% vote.
Thank you for that, sir. Now, voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballot or vote in person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the primary elections on Tuesday, August the 20th? In person. Okay, perfect. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. Now, with which political party are you registered? Republican?
Democrat.
Okay, thank you for that. Now, what is your main racial background? African American?
White.
White. Thank you for that. Now, what is your age?
44.
44. Thank you for that. Now, in this case, you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion at all or have never heard of them as well, just let me know so I can mark that down as your answer, okay?
Okay.
Let's start with Kamala Harris.
Yes, very favorable.
Very favorable. Richard Prasnick.
Don't know.
Don't know, okay. Cindy Lerner.
Favorable.
Favorable. It will be very favorable or
somewhat favorable.
Just favorable. Just favorable, okay. Now, Raquel Regalado.
Unfavorable.
Unfavorable. Thank you for that. Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today, among the following candidates for whom you
Daniel Lascava.
Oh, Daniela Levin.
Yep.
Okay, thank you for that. Now, will you say you are definitely voting for probably voting for Daniel Cava?
Definitely.
Definitely. Thank you for that. Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commissions were held today, among the following candidates for whom you will vote, Cindy Lerner, Raquel Regalado, Richard Prasnick.
Cindy Lerner.
Cindy Lerner. Thank you for that. And
please stop saying thank you for that after every question. Just ask the next question.
Okay, perfect. And will you say you are definitely going to vote or probably going to vote for Cindy Lerner?
100% definitely going to vote for Cindy Lerner for everybody, yes.
Okay. Within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or headed anything about Cindy Lerner and her campaign for Miami-Dade County Commission?
Yes, I have learned about her.
Okay, and did what you see, read or hear recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Cindy Lerner in the election?
More likely.
Okay, excellent. Within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or hearing anything about Raquel Regalado and her campaign for Miami-Dade County Commission?
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit, okay. And did what do you see? For example, read, just hear?
Yeah, I read.
Okay, and that in this case, that makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her, Raquel Regalado?
Less likely.
Let me mark that down in here. Now, you will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for qualification purposes only. Now, if you were to label yourself, will you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
Okay. Now, what is the last grade or formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college graduate with associate's or 2 years degree, college graduate with bachelor or 4 years degree, postgraduate degree?
Postgraduate,
okay. In this case, I appreciate your time, sir. This concludes our survey. Thank you for your time and take care.
Thank you very much. Good night.
Thank you, sir. Good night.